This is the BBC Home Service. A cosy little organization that gives aged gentlemen like myself safe refuge from the sinful world of work. All right, thank you. Yes, I have here in my hand, ladies and gentlemen, a chit granting me a permission to sing. And the chit is signed by John Snagg.
Do you have to bow your head when you mention that name?
No, but it helps.
Well, get on with the old singing bit there, Walt.
Well, I should like to sing the ballad. I would like to sing the...
Get the old singing there, Walt. We're stretching the bit out. What about the old singing there, Walt?
Well, I should like to sing the ballad Sea Fever by John Masefield. Hmm? I must go down to the sea again. Help!
That got rid of him.
Help! I can't swim in water.
Right, grab this imitation hand.
Oh, Mr. Seagoon, that river was full of naughty water.
What? It must have sprung a leak. Well done, well done. Well done, well done. That's... Folks, that was Peter Sellers doing an impression of the next car he tends to buy. He'll never last out. Now, Wall, bring out that wet stomach and read the writing on the seat of these underpants.
We present the new all-leather goon show.
Stop! 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 We've got a meeting out of our hands tonight.
My dear Harry, the audiences we get eat out of their hands every night.
How dare you insult the paid clack?
Ladies and gentlemen, this week's masterpiece comes from the pen of Spike Milligan. Incidentally, Mr. Milligan is on view in his pen every Sunday morning. From it, he has just written Rider Haggard's immortal story, King Solomon's Mines, for the third time.
Here it is, then, Carl Kellerman's Mole.